Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
So filling in for the Hawk is Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette.
Wearing a hat that I find I cannot quite put my finger on what is the hat.
Kale there. Bears?
No, it's blue.
No.
Oh, brown?
I'll give you guys a better look. Pony?
Shaler?
You got it. No, what? Butler Bulldogs.
Oh. That seems like one of those alternate hats.
Yeah, I think it is. It's got a cool looking.
You ever been to Hinkle Pony?
Dog
no. I've not. I don't think I'll ever make it there, and I'm okay with that. Whatever.
You ever go to the Palestra?
No. I saw Hoosiers, right? I mean, I don't need to romanticize the movie so much where
I
need to go there.
You love college basketball, and you're like, I saw Hoosiers close enough.
I'm fine.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, Brian.
I've been to Hinkle, and I've been to Assembly Hall, and part of the reason why I wanted the Butler hat, and now I just need to get some candy striped pants.
Brian, we just listened back to Rodgers. I said to Chris, and we both agreed, Rodgers sounded so cheery and upbeat and positive and all those things that I would bet my entire life savings that he plays on Sunday. Do you agree?
I don't know if I'd bet my whole life savings, but yeah, it certainly seems to be trending that way. I didn't even necessarily expect him to talk to us today, but the fact that he did makes me think that he's feeling pretty optimistic and he was pretty open about everything. I remember Russ was talking like every week, even at the beginning when he had a legitimate calf strain, but I don't think there are two quarterbacks more personality different than Rodgers and Russ, so I don't put much stock into that.
Do you get the sense that, assuming he plays, their game plan is going to change at all? Because he got asked point blank about whether it was pain tolerance. He said, no, it's a safety issue. So I still feel like, I guess, Brian, even if he gets clear from a safety standpoint, consciously or not, he's going to want to try to protect himself, and I would wonder how that might manifest in terms of their offensive game plan.
I think he froze.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's just sitting there looking like UConn Cornelius. It's kind of funny, actually.
He almost had like a Kabali-esque look.
Like either mad or asleep. I didn't think it was that bad of a question.
No. I don't know. Maybe he's got Wi-Fi gremlins going on. But as Donnie likes to put out, Bill Hillgrove is the oldest guest we have on, and that son of a gun gets on that video, and there's
to check
never
his Wi-Fi
an issue
connection
whatsoever with him.
Yeah, I give Bill
Aditi has issues, Kennedy has issues, now Batko has issues, and Hillgrove, who had to be in his what 70s when Wi-Fi was invented.
Yeah, you'd give if anybody would get a pass for not really understanding the mechanics of the thing, you would think it would be Bill,
and
he's razor
it.
Sharp.
Yep.
Can you answer the question really quick? Do you think that there's going to be, assuming he plays, like tangible changes to how they go about the game?
I think
game
he'll
plan?
Be in shotgun more, and he alluded to that. And
you think it's
going to
be a lot more quick game again? Because I think that's the other one. Like I have a feeling they're going to try to sacrifice some of the occasional looks downfield he's taken, and he's going to be more inclined to get the ball out fast.
Because he wants to stay in the game and not
he doesn't
aggravate
want to take a
injury?
Big hit. I mean, he can say all he wants. It's really about safety. And once they clear that, then it's all good to go. But you also know that there's almost no amount of bracing or whatever that they could put on that wrist that if somebody clobbers him from the blind side is going to necessarily, you know what I mean? Or if he gets driven to the ground, your instinct is to put that arm down.
Yeah.
Because it's not the one throwing the ball. I don't know. I think there's going to be a game plan there is what I'm saying that is designed in some way, shape, or form to minimize the hits he takes.
Brian, do you think we see more shotgun and quicker throws to prevent Rodgers aggravating that injury Sunday if he plays?
More shotgun, yeah. I think he even basically alluded to that today and then sort of caught himself and was like, whoops, I better say we can still take snaps under center, Chicago, if you're listening. But quicker throws. I mean, can't really throw it much quicker than he has. He's got the shortest time to throw in the NFL this year, and Mr. Caleb Williams has the longest time to throw. So how about that juxtaposition in Chicago?
Do you think that the Steelers are going – I'll mention – actually, you know what? No, I'm not going to mention Caleb Williams yet. We're in Pittsburgh. Brian, how do you explain the amount of, like, fan glow-up for Mason Rudolph that has gone on since he came into this game and played well? There are absolutely people out there. There is a body of people that would rather see him starting anyway, whether Rodgers is healthy or not on this Sunday. They'd rather see two in there playing quarterback. How do you explain that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
I just think it's pretty, it's fascinating. I don't mean to like dismiss the notion there, Chris, because it's really one of the more intriguing individual player sagas, given all of his ups and downs. But I think at the end of the day, it boils down to if you have success, this city and this fan base will appreciate it and they'll love you. And Mason is a great example of they'll even change their tune on you. So doing what he did a couple years ago, winning those last three. Because I remember, like, back to that season, I feel like at that point, it wasn't necessarily a huge groundswell of support for Mason because he was Mason. It was more of, get us anybody other than Mitch Trubisky right now, please. Just give it a shot. And then he came in, and there was no going away from him. And I think that really got, the Q rating back up for old Mason.
Brian, Darius Slay was a full participant today. Do you actually expect that he's going to go right back in and play corner? And the way it works at corner, just like at safety, if you play corner, you basically play 100% of the snaps. So do you think he will be basically the starter for the entire game against the Bears on Sunday?
I think he'll start. I'll take Tomlin at face value on that. But I wouldn't put it past him to rotate him and Pierre. I mean, they've done that at guard. I mean, that's a position where even more so you think, all right, if you're starting, you're not coming out of the game. But there's some precedent there. And I think Pierre has played so well and Slay has played so poorly that he's got to have a very short rope if he gets in there. First sign of trouble, go with Pierre. But I was kind of surprised that Tomlin was as committal as he was yesterday on the Slay stuff.
Could it have been gamesmanship on his part? Not that people are necessarily game planning around Darius Slay, but maybe to attack him?
Well, normally I'd say sure, but look at how he's handled Ramsey. He's just come out and said every single week, yeah, he's going to be locked in. And, yep. Free safety. So Tomlin's gamesmanship card has sort of gone out the window in the secondary specifically.
How do you think he's going to handle in another situation if Jaylen Warren can go? How do you think he's going to handle his running backs given what Gainwell did?
I think it might be a little bit more of a split, but even though Warren was DNP today, I think they listed him. I don't think there's really any reason to worry about Warren. The fact that he was out there and about to go back into that game, I think they're just going to be cautious with him. So you might see him DNP again or even limited Wednesday, Thursday, possibly Friday too. He won't be full, but I just think they're going to get him ready to play. I don't think it'll be a repeat of the Dublin situation where he tested it out and they thought better of it going into the bye. I think Warren will be ready to go. And as much as I say they will give him the usual workload has not really been as much as people want. Arthur Smith and maybe Mike Tomlin, Eddie Faulkner to some degree really do love them. Some Kenny Gainwell. He's a good player, but he's not Jaylen Warren. I guess I'd put it that way.
Brian, I want to play for you what Kabali said today on our airwaves about why Pickens got traded. And I want you to have the opportunity to either add some color to it or maybe there's some things in there you don't necessarily agree with. Here it is.
The Steelers, I know for a fact, knew that trading him wasn't going to make them look good, that this potentially could have happened here. What happens when the player loses his teammates? That's what happened. Nobody trusted him, believed in him anymore, that put the Steelers in a very bad situation where they had to move on from him. They didn't want to move on from him. I just know there's not one person in that locker room. I've mentioned George Pickens. They miss him since day one he was gone. And there were times that I was told that you wouldn't see him from Sunday after the game and not hear a word from him until at some point during Wednesday.
Brian?
Okay. I guess I would say this much. Yeah, I don't think the Steelers wanted to move on from Pickens the player, but I almost think that the football standpoint of this discussion is basically moot. I'm not even really sure why people keep bringing up the football standpoint of, oh, he'd be so great across from DK Metcalf, should have given it a shot. The Steelers knew what they had in George as a wide receiver. There was never question about his talent and ability, really. It was all of the other stuff, and they were biting that bullet when they ultimately decided to trade him. I agree with Mark that they are probably not surprised to see him doing what he's doing in Dallas. The other thing that I think gets missed here, and I don't necessarily know a lot about what Mark's referencing as far as the players, because they usually close ranks around those guys. You know, it's a fraternity and all that. One, I think every level of the organization is getting more sleep at night knowing that Pickens isn't there. I'm sure him being as productive as he is, it's somewhat annoying, but the other thing is, I don't think George wanted to be here. I don't think George liked it here at all, and that probably factored into his behavior.
But how's that possible, Brian?
Going downhill.
How's that possible? I was told everybody wants to play for Mike Tomlin.
I think he liked Tomlin just fine, but I think what you're seeing now, he's in a big city, a huge brand with Dak, with CD. They're playing indoors at the Star. They're throwing the ball all around the yard. I think there is something to be said for that. And there's certain guys that, I mean, this is what makes a diva, right? You're coming into the league. You haven't done a damn thing yet in the NFL, and you have certain places you do and don't want to play. And the Steelers took a chance on bringing him here, thought they could make it work. And obviously by the end, I just think too many bridges were burned by him and the way he acted. That the other thing too, that people forget, I asked Omar this when he did his little presser after the George trade, which is so rare for him. Do you think he would have done the whole Holden thing? And when you guys have been dealing with that again for another spring and summer. So I think all of that stuff was just basically, it was a sunk cost.
Do you think the Steelers win in Chicago on Sunday? Yes or no, Brian?
No, I don't think so. I keep going back and forth this week, but I think the Bears roster is better than I realized, I think, from top to bottom. And the way Caleb Williams is playing, Mike Tomlin going out and signing John Rhys Plumlee to the practice squad sort of tells me they're giving him like the Lamar Jackson sort of respect as far as preparation. And that's what I've seen from Williams as well when I watch him.
Brian, thank you so much for pinch hitting for Jeff. We appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for calling me up off the bench.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.